Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
Doing great today. And boy, we've returned on your cover story to probably the story that when we actually get the final word on this, this is probably going to be the most read story on the Las Cruces Sun News website for a couple days, because we've been waiting now for years to hear about a third Walmart being built in Las Cruces, this on the East Mesa, an area of a lot of development. And we've seen, you know, the road's been prepared. There are streetlights,
yeah.
Things look ready. And there's this Lone Bank branch sitting there all by itself that built early, probably anticipating Walmart. And it's all by itself with all this empty land around it.
Yeah.
So what's the latest?
Well, I hope I haven't just jinxed it, because Walmart has not broken ground. They have not received their permits yet. But the city is pretty sure that they're pretty serious, because they're in their second phase of what they sort of call the permitting process. You know, the permits have not been issued. But as you can imagine, with a project this large, there's a lot to go over. A lot to review, a lot of the processing. So, but it seems like they're really going forward with the project now. You know, we could wake up tomorrow and a big corporation like this, you know, it would be nothing for them to say, oh, we're going to put this one back on hold for a while. So I want to stress that this isn't a guarantee that anytime soon they're going to be building.
But at least
it's going forward. And the story I wrote about was basically what would the effect of a third Walmart be out there, and what would people like to see. And if you go out around that way, out around Sonoma Elementary School and everything, you'll see there's some land that has been, you know, leveled off, and there's been some earth workers that were out there a couple months ago getting things ready. And those aren't for current businesses. Those are just to get the lots ready in anticipation. Mm-hmm. Because if you do see Walmart, the permits filed, and you see a shovel turning type of groundbreaking event or whatever, you can expect a whole lot of movement out there. There's going to be restaurants, smaller retail stores, clothing stores, that sort of stuff, who are going to start jockeying for space. You know, the announcements will come out as we go, sort of piecemeal, kind of like with Pro's Ranch, what happened down in El Paseo. But you can rest assured that it's coming.
Yeah.
So, like you said, the land is sitting there waiting, and you can even see it more now that some of that's been, you know, leveled off and everything. It's just sort of like, whither thou, Walmart. So, and a lot of what people want to see are family restaurants, other stores. There's, you know, potentially going to be more pharmacy. The talk originally was that there would be another Walgreens location out there. I haven't confirmed that yet. You know, Walgreens won't say, but which is interesting, because you would think a Walmart Supercenter would have a pharmacy too, but that's just sort of like the planetary system that is a Walmart Supercenter extra.
It generates a lot of traffic, and we see this all over the country. Wherever a Walmart goes, a lot more things go as well. So very often strip mall kind of setups.
Exactly.
And that's probably what we'll at least eventually see in that area, because after all, there's an awful lot of population growth in that area, and
all
it continues.
Really,
you know, their homes continue to be built.
And then when you think about all the people who commute to White Sands and over the mountain every day, and then they're coming past, you know, if they need to stop off and get something, and
it'd be an easy stop for sure.
Yes.
So
we look at that. You know, like I said, there's no guarantee that anything's going to happen, but talking with the city and stuff, it seems pretty secure that as it is right now, they're going forward, and probably sooner rather than later, we'll see some action.
All right. Well,
my guess, and this is just a guess, I probably shouldn't even say it, but I'm thinking, you know, holidays of 2013.
Okay. Okay. Well, that would
make sense at the process they're at right now.
Because I remember you said it takes at least a year, probably,
from what I'm hearing,
build once they get everything in order. So.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. In the profile this week, I see you spoke with a very well-known restaurateur and caterer.
Yeah, Marcy Dickerson. She owns The Game, as a lot of people know, and she does a lot of catering. And a well-known place over on Picacho, 3920 West Picacho, is Dickerson's Barn. They've had everything from roller derby to Dick Cheney spoke there once. And everything in between, yard and garden shows and everything. Well, they've taken a large part of that floor and turned it into a sports clinic type of place. It'll officially be called Sports Skills Institute, and it's supposed to open Memorial Day weekend. And there will be indoor batting cages and big like screens where you can see yourself pitch and hit and throw. And there will be one-on-one potential coaching and that sort of stuff available, or people just off the street who want to come in and hit some balls, that sort of stuff. It'll be for, you know, T-ball, baseball, and softball type of thing. So really different sort of idea over there. You know, we have some batting cages over on Hadley and stuff, which are a good facility. And now this will give us a sort of an indoor type location. So it's something different. People maybe went there for a quinceañera or a banquet or something. Now they can go there and, you know, hit some baseballs around.
Nice to see that. And good to have more activities in the area.
Yeah. Sure. And, you know, Marcy's been around. She's a local, you know, and she'd went away and went to college for a while, and then she came back, and the family business, they were in the family business. They ran a barbecue place, and she just sort of took over and took off from there. So,
all right,
another venture.
And in the What's New this week, something that we both covered last week, which is the fact that really a representation of the national economic downturn and difficulties is finally getting a new tenant. The old Saturn dealership, of course, Saturn going out of business with the bankruptcy,
yeah,
with the General Motors bankruptcy. And that location on Telshore has been empty ever since, but it soon will be filled.
Yeah, we'll get another dealership, a Dodge dealership, which we haven't had an exclusive Dodge dealership since the same time frame. I think it was back in 2009, Sandoval Dodge over on South Valley,
yes,
after 40 years, had its, you know, affiliation pulled.
And there will be a difference with this one, because now that the Italians have taken over Chrysler Corporation, they made Ram a separate brand, actually. So it's a Dodge Ram dealership. So.
Yeah, they sort of spun it off. And it's very interesting. This company is Lithia, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Yes, Lithia.
Lithia Motors out of Oregon. And they have dealers in 11 states. I put that they had more than 100 dealerships. I spoke with them just recently, actually, and they corrected that. They said it's more in the 80-something, but there's 104 listed on their website, because you might have, like, two under the same building, but like, you know, so, but still, they have a lot of them across 11 states, from Alaska to Texas, and they're opening one here. And there's going to be a job fair May 22nd and 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn, and hire about 25 people to start with. So that is a good sign, you know. The economy must be doing something.
Absolutely.
I mean, who knows what, but it must be doing something if they're willing to try to sell cars.
Absolutely, and it's a very visible location. They're seen right from the highway,
sure,
so it's good to see that filled
really
up,
nice,
not an empty building.
It's really nice to see that empty building get some life.
Absolutely. All right, and finally, the Babbling Brook. We've heard about Generation X and the millennials, and now generations for businesses.
Yes, there are. I mean, yeah, we have generational names for people, but I guess, you know, looking at the internet, they've developed generational names for companies. So companies that fall in Web 1.0 go all the way from 94 to 2001. That's like Netscape and Yahoo. And then there's another one, Web 2.0. Now they say we're in a mobile age.
Hmm.
And so, and who knows, they're getting shorter and shorter, these generations. So stay tuned, in other words.
Well, Brooke, the information you provide is always timeless. We won't.
Well, I really appreciate that, Fred.
Brooke Stockburger, the business editor of the Las Cruces Sun News. Those stories and much more in today's newspaper. Brooke, thanks for being